From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean you will be entertained.
Welcome to the Strange.
I was just going to say that.
Well, I had to finish it. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
We are live.
Live.
In. The desert.
Desert Storm.
Desert Storm episode. Yeah, we are live here in the middle of the desert.
Boy, oh boy, we have a great show for you. We are live here. At a wonderful home with the wonderful
and funny Eileen McCormick.
Eileen McCormick. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show for your first time ever. How do you feel, my lady?
Welcome to the desert. I love to have company.
We love being your guests. Thank you for having us.
You're always welcome.
Now, earthquakes. Yeah. Earthquakes, earthquakes, earthquakes.
I felt something swaying. I thought, you know, sometimes when I walk, I get the groove, you know, and I start kind of dancing. And then I felt the ground moving. I was like, man, I'm doing pretty good here, you know, pretty powerful. And the ground is moving, and everyone was like, you could feel that, right? You know, and everyone was like, yeah. You know? And I felt awesome for like a minute. And then finding out it was an earthquake, my ego has been shot down. I'm not a good dancer.
Well, 1,400 earthquakes have been reported.
1,400?
1,400. Eileen, did you feel the earthquake, the first one and the second, the one like 7.1 last night?
Yes, I did. I did, and my animals all looked at me very intensely, like, what the is going on?
Oh, jeez.
Help me! Well, a lot of people get freaked out when there are earthquakes. I mean, how did you respond to it?
You know, I just, like, it didn't really bother me. I was kind of like, wow, this is what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, I can deal with it. It was a little scary, scary. I wondered if it was going to keep going.
Right.
But
the fear factor, because you don't know when it's going to stop.
Mm-hmm. But at least I lived through it. You know, it's Cali.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they got good Mexican food and avocados, and earthquakes come with it.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Plain and simple. There you go. The full explanation. But, okay, I felt the first one. It took me like 10 seconds, I want to say 5 or 10 seconds to realize it was an earthquake, but I just stood still. And then the one from last night, I had just finished washing my face, and I'm so glad that I didn't take a shower, because I was like, should I take a shower or should I wash my face right now? I'll take a shower tomorrow. So I was rinsing my face when the earthquake hit, and I'm glad I wasn't in the shower, because I feel like that is like so much more scarier, and that can be dangerous, right? I mean, what if you like freaking slip and fall and get a concussion?
I'm just glad that you took a shower.
Well, of course I was going to. It's just,
because,
you know, it's one of
I was
those
wondering
things.
It was me or something die in here? What's going on?
No, no, no.
No, no. You smell like roses on a deathbed.
But yeah, I'm really glad I just chose to wash my face, because, I mean, can you imagine? What would be the scariest place to be? I mean, other than, okay, an elevator, when a Earthquake hits.
Right.
I mean, can you think of anything? Being underneath a house, being in the basement, maybe?
Oh, well, that's, I do that all the time.
Right?
I do that all the time. So what I do, is I'm underneath the home, I'm doing, crawling up, and my fear is, like, an earthquake happens, you better get out that exit, because if something shakes and falls, you're done. Mm-hmm. There it is. And attics, maybe, because things, you know, but still, those are the two worst places that you could be, like, in that field.
Yeah.
But other than that, I would love to be, like, you know, on a swing set, you know, something like that. So when I go from my ultimate swing and the ground moves and splits and I'm like,
Well, I did go to the park on July 4th during the day, which was, you know, that was the day when the first one hit. And I got to tell you, the ground felt very mushy.
It did.
Yeah. It felt really like, because even though it's a park and there's dirt, it still feels solid. And this time around, it felt really like mushy. It felt very unstable. I just didn't want to twist my ankle. Oh my gosh.
Is it happening now? No, it's just us.
That was a strange chameleon earthquake.
That was us. That was a strange chameleon earthquake.
It was a 10.1.
Well, I'm glad, you know, that certain people, I mean, I hope no one got killed. I don't think so. I think people survived.
You know what I heard?
But just some damage.
That there were people trying to dial 911, and a lot of those people couldn't get through in time because people were calling 911 to ask if there was an earthquake. How irresponsible. You want to know where I went when the earthquake hit and I wanted to know what the heck was going on? I went on Twitter. I don't even have an account on Twitter. And I just went on Twitter just to figure it out. You know, you
just
Google
to figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, and then it led me to the Twitter page of seismologists and, you know, so on and so forth, like professors from Pasadena and Dr. Lucy Jones.
Yes.
So that's how you figure it out if it's an earthquake and what was the number on the Richter scale, how powerful it was, et cetera, et cetera. You do not dial 911. You go on social media.
Yeah.
That's why it's there for.
Otherwise,
And you turn on the radio. Duh.
Yeah, turn it on and they're going to be talking about it.
Exactly.
Instead of 911 where you're going to get the busy signal.
No, and people with
and they're not
gonna
answer.
Need to get through.
Yes.
People that, you never know. Some people have, you know, they're on medication.
Right.
They have heart disease. They could get a heart attack from an earthquake.
That's true. That's true. That is very scary.
Depending where you are, what if an old lady is going down the stairs and, you know, she falls? She needs the help. You don't need to call 911.
Help! I can't get up.
Exactly. So.
No, that does suck if, like, things like that happen, though. Like,
it's unfortunate. True. But, Eileen, I remember.
Come on, Eileen, tell me what do I need?
He just likes to rhyme. But you told me a few months ago, actually, like 2 months ago, I want to say, you said, I want to go ahead and start preparing for an earthquake. And then the first one hit. Remember the first one, like a few months ago?
I know.
Yeah. I mean, the first one that we haven't felt in a long time. So you had an inkling.
Yeah, I kept thinking, okay, now you got enough. Do you have backup dog food? Do you have backup cat food? What do you got? What do you got? What if you can't get to the store? Mm-hmm. Well, you can possibly get to the store in maybe 3 days, but you might be messed up for 3 days.
Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. What do you really need?
You need a flashlight, right?
Yes.
You need... What do you have? Okay, we have that thing that
I have my own survival kit. It is different than anybody else.
It is different.
Wow.
I have a coil string.
Right.
Okay, it's a small coil. All I need is like 6 inches, and I can work with that. Okay. And then I have tons of gum. Gum comes in handy. Gum is great. Gum is flavor. Or you can get flavorless. You know, I prefer flavorless. And you use it to knick-knack your type of, you know, you of course you need tarp, you need, you know, things like that. But you can box all those things easily. So you have your tent, you have your survival, you have your way of kind of like, you know, surviving each day, because you have to spend the night somewhere. And not all the time it's going to be in the caves or behind something when it rains and stuff. So you need like your own little package every night.
So you're thinking doomsday survival, it sounds
And
like.
I'll kill and hunt my food as normal as I should be, because that's my only option. That's how we used to do it. But of course, you know.
And you have, okay, we've got flashlight, we've got a sleeping bag.
Yeah, you don't really need all that, but yeah, you can.
Yeah, I got Band-Aids on the first aid kit. There's antibacterial soap.
Right. So internet.
And so forth. Internet. We got
internet in my survival, believe it or not.
Hotspot.
Solar battery.
Your phone can work as long as you get a signal. You know, and then once you lose that signal, then, you know, you won't be able to use it as a hotspot. But you can, just to communicate that one last time out to the people, you know?
You know what I
before
got
it goes
Patriot
out?
Supply? It's patriotsupply.com if you want to check it out. I got this 24-hour meal kit, and I keep it in my car, just in case, you know, I mean, I don't know, I don't want to say I'm going to end up in a ditch, but something happens and you need to eat.
Right.
Other than, you know, roadkill or drink your own urine.
Yeah. That's which is good. Not that bad, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
So that's an option. But I think Patriot Supply got a lot of orders the past few days. So that's a great, they have a great discount. And they also have bags of, like, peanut butter. So you can make your own instant peanut butter. So it's, like, pulverized peanut butter. Hmm. But they're great. All right, now moving forward.
Yes.
How was your weekend overall?
My week was good. I mean, not too bad. It's just been a little tough, a little difficult in between, but, you know, we all happened to pull through. And, yeah.
All right, Army guy. Thanks.
And that's all I can be for now, bro.
Well, okay.
Nothing too interesting on my part, but...
Well, I went to Ulta the other day, and I really didn't appreciate what the heck is going on at Ulta. First of all, they say they want you to be a loyal customer. Okay. I mean...
Loyal customer.
Every other store, every other company, everybody wants a loyal customer, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now you know, and everyone and their mother knows, that you can return an item so long it's not final sale. You can return an item with a receipt, right?
That's true.
Now, a lot of these clerks, these associates, get brownie points or some type of bonus when they get a new customer's information, like their email. So this is what happened. I was just in there. I hardly ever go to Ulta. Really, you guys, it's like 3 times in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to buy this concealer. So I'm about to pay. And there's a woman with the name tag Lauren. So, okay. Hey, hi. Okay. We do the payment exchange. And then she says, well, first she goes, phone number, please? And I said, no, you guys don't have it. Okay, well, you can get points. And blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, that's okay. And so we do the payment exchange, and then she said, would you like to sign up? Can I get your email so you can get all the latest coupons and specials and all that? And I said, no, that's okay. Okay, because with the email, you can also return your item. You'll be able to return your item.
Oh, that's a sneaky thing.
Isn't it sneaky?
Yeah.
But it's obvious, right, what she's saying, that so if I don't give you my email, I cannot return this item if I need to, right? That's what you're getting, right?
Yeah, I'm getting that.
So when the little machine asks me, you know, would you like a receipt, no receipt, email receipt, I say, you know, okay, yeah, give me a printout receipt. She hands it out to me, like, a little bothered, And I say, okay, thanks, have a good day. As I'm walking out, I look at the receipt, and it says, keep the receipt for returns and exchange. So you really didn't need
to give
my
the email,
email, you liar. All that makeup is going in through their brains.
Wow. But so, after 30 days,
well, that's
your receipt.
Else.
And but they keep a record on email, on file, for past that. So maybe that's why they keep your email.
Well, that's not what was explained.
Exactly. I'm saying they're not saying that,
yeah.
But I think just by computers,
no, they
want to
make
it
seem like you got to give us your email now.
Yeah, otherwise I can't serve you kind of
right.
thing.
Right, if you need further
that's
assistance.
That's BS.
It is BS.
Beautiful
and
selection?
So,
no.
No, it's not. It's
bull.
Real...
Shit. It's bullshit.
It's the real BS. So, you know, I'm thinking about this, and I say, okay, I don't want to speak to the manager. I don't want to walk in there and make it too much of a big deal. But I really don't appreciate them lying to a customer's face if they really do value their customers. So I call them, and I say, I would like to speak to the manager, you know, because obviously I'm just trying to express a concern.
Right.
Like, this doesn't seem right. You know what? You guys shouldn't be doing this. So, because I've worked in retail, and I would have never done that to a customer. And
exactly.
I ask to speak with the with the manager, and they put me on hold. And guess who answers?
Oh, my God.
Hello, this is Lauren. How may I help you?
The same lady.
The same lady. And I say...
And what did you do?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So I say, you know, okay, the other day I was in there. Now, on the receipt, it says that a woman by the name Lauren helped me. I don't know if it's you, because, you know, there could be many, right? I mean, Lauren, you could have
yeah,
to
there's Lauren Hill.
Right?
There's Lauren Thompson.
All right.
There's Lauren...
Faith.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's Faith
Lauren.
Hill. Sorry.
That's Faith Lauren.
But... I expressed my concern, and she said, kind of like what you said, Chameleon, but it was really
remind
like,
me, I say a lot of things, and it just passes through.
No, it was kind of like the same thing in which, you know, oh, well, you know, if you give us your email, we see you as a loyal customer.
Oh, wow.
So that way it has, you know, all of your information. We can have more of your information. I said, what? Like, she gave me this runaround and it was something about my name and my address and to know that I'm a loyal customer.
That's
and
really
it's
weird.
Like, gosh, join a freaking sorority. Listen, if I wanted to join a sorority, I would have joined one. No, I don't care for that type of garbage, this stupid, mediocre thinking. So, anyhow, as she breaks this down, her BS explanation, I say, okay, well, everyone knows you could go to Walgreens, you could go to Target, you could go anywhere, and you can return an item with a receipt. And if they ask you for an ID, which sometimes they will, they'll ask you that on the spot, and they'll ask you to sign something. And sometimes they do ask for your address. But why do you need this ahead of time?
Right.
You know, it's just a way to get your information so it could be in the system so they can bombard you with their specials and offers and purchase, consume.
But you can unsubscribe. You can unsubscribe.
Yeah, that's not the point. The point is I don't want to give you my email and I have the right to refuse.
Exactly.
And that's that.
I'm 100% behind
and
that.
And I expressed that and she said, and I just said, okay, well, you know what, but thank you very much for listening and I hope you can take this into consideration. And she goes, no problem. Have a good day. Click. Terrible, terrible customer service.
Horrible.
This is how I would have handled it. Hi, this is Lauren. Okay, you be me.
Okay. I didn't expect this.
You'd be strange.
You
oh, did.
Oh, give me a second. Hold on.
He was literally putting on some lip balm right now.
I gotta get into this real quick in the moment here.
Ooh, it smells so good. We're gonna go over the lip balm, by the way, because it's
yes.
the best.
Oh, yes, so good. Hello. No, that
I
wasn't
do
right.
Not sound like that.
That was not right. No, I'm doing Lauren, right?
No, you're oh, doing me.
Oh, I'm doing you. Okay.
You gotta sound a little bit more tough.
Hello.
That either, but.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, this is me. This is I.
All right, that's a little better. That's a little better. All right.
Hi, this is Lauren. How may I help you?
Yes, we've worked together before. No. Wait, start it over.
Okay, so you know you have that concern about the emails. I didn't want to give you my email.
What?
Yeah, like you didn't want to give me your email, and you don't understand why you were lied to.
I got it. Everyone can just start it over.
Return some crap with a receipt.
Okay. Start it over again. Scene one.
Okay. Start. Hello, this is Lauren.
Yes. Hello, my name is Mariella.
How may I help you?
Yes. I came in here not too long ago, okay? And I don't appreciate being lied to. I don't appreciate the disrespect. And I sure as hell don't appreciate the falsified documentation that I have received under not getting my return. Now, it says clearly here that is it 30 days? No, it is fucking forever, bitch, okay? That's exactly what it says right here. And if you, I already talked to the SBC, NBC, and ABC, and they are here to witness you and your evilness. You are scum of the earth, and I hate you.
I don't say any of those things. But
you didn't say that?
No, it's not. Okay, anyhow.
That sounds just like...
So this is how I would have handled it, right?
Okay, tell us.
You know what? I completely understand your concern, and I do apologize about that. I can understand that there were... I can see how you misunderstood what I was trying to say. I do apologize about that. There has been a change in policy, because they never used to say that before. So I'm going to say, you know, there has been a change in policy, but I will definitely take your concern into consideration, and I will go ahead and discuss this to my supervisor so that, you know, maybe other people feel in like they're being lied to and like we're not being appreciated or appreciative of our customers, but we do appreciate your loyalty to us, and I do apologize about the confusion.
Okay.
Now, at this time, is there anything else that I can do to put your mind at ease?
Well, I mean, there is one thing.
What is that?
Well, when I will tell you what it is when I'm ready to tell you.
Okay, I don't speak.
But in the meantime, I'll tell you what that is. I like that beanbag chair over there. You can throw that in there. My ass is tired standing and waiting for you all this time. I'm out.
Anyways, no, you know, I've been like, that was not a big deal. You know, I really don't think that I spoke out of line because
you did the right thing.
I've been yelled at in retail, this one lady, because I put her freaking shampoo bottle with her dress in one bag. She was like, "What are you doing? Shampoo bottle in the same bag." And I said, and it was my first week. And you know what I said? I calmly responded by saying, "Oh, you know what? You're right. I am so sorry." Fixed the issue, separated the two items in two different bags, and I asked her, "Is there anything else I can do for you?" And she looked at me like she'd seen a ghost. Because I didn't
drip,
scoop.
Drip, drip.
I didn't scoop to her level. See, that's what happens when you remain calm, okay? And someone is just going insane because they are mentally deranged and they have no life and they're miserable, and you remain poised and you remain calm. I'm not scooping to your level. So that means that you have to look at your own reflection. That manic, depressive, or whatever you want to call it, that's you. That's not me. You know, you're the one with the problem. It's not
right.
Me.
Right.
So that's what happens when you respond with kindness and attentiveness. Because
positivity definitely changes the minds of the people.
It is customer service after all. And you gotta keep your cool. And that's that. And if you can't handle it, maybe you shouldn't be working in customer service.
Exactly. Well, Eileen... Tell us how you met.
We met. I know how we met.
I want to hear from Eileen how we met.
I put an ad on Backstage looking for a Latino actress because I adapted The Petrified Forest, which is a 1935 film with Leslie Howard. It was Humphrey Bogart's first role. So I adapted that play, and I was looking for a lead. I adapted to all Latino and Mexican cast. She came, and the minute I met her in the audition, I knew that that was it. And out of all the actors I worked with, because we didn't really get to perform it, which is unfortunate. I won't go into that. But she always showed up. She always wanted a workshop. So we started to begin a relationship of, working together, directing and acting, and discovering characters and things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. We kind of clicked on our creative, mm-hmm. that creative level.
Even though we're two totally different, I mean, she's as pure as gold, and I'm a Aww. Little, I'm old and rotten, but I still got it going, okay?
Yeah, of course.
And I'm still alive.
Awesome.
I'm alive.
Rotten.
I'm
You're
alive.
Not rotten for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you're a genuine soul, Eileen, and that's why we connect. But it's so interesting because you had people that were going to partake in the play, and then it kind of, everything kind of just dissipated with them, but we stuck it through, girlfriend.
And that's unusual in Los Angeles. A lot of things do come together and break apart. Mm-hmm. But the fact that we actually got together as a cast, mm-hmm. and we had a read through was a miracle. But it brought us to more projects, and we're on to our next project together. And I've written a role specifically for her, and then I have another screenplay after this one that I'm working on, and I have another role for her.
Nice. So you got her set up for the rest of this year.
Yeah, I'm just looking for some nice producers. Hello. Come on in. Make some money.
There's opportunities everywhere.
That's right.
Tell us, how did you go about getting to now perfecting your craft? Tell us a little about what you do and how you do it so well.
I don't know.
It's in the creative mood.
As you know, here in what city are we actually?
We are in Morongo Valley, population 340. It's a sleepy artist town. You can get a nice place for like $600 with a little land and many animals as you want. Come on up, LA people. Come on up. We need more artists. And it's cheap. And it's nice and it's beautiful. The winter is spectacular.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is. And it's a healing heat.
It's a healing heat.
Yeah. It's not so strong. I mean, it is strong, but if you sit under a shade, it's not as strong.
Right.
It won't scorch. It won't cook your skin.
Yeah.
But we wanted to discuss also, how did you even get into acting?
I started acting and I trained in the theater, which is the hope. You got to do that. And then I worked with people and we did, what was it called? Multimedia. As film and theater together, and then I went off and did films and with a theater experience. And what I do now is just I make short experimental films. A lot of people don't understand them, but it's an art form, and you can see my films on YouTube, Alak Films, ALAK FILMS, and some of them are political and some of them are emotional and psychological. And what it is like I scratch films, like what people do with DJs and music, I do with films. So I'll take maybe 20 or 30 films, or maybe just 5 or whatever. I'll scratch it together and make a whole new film. It's a recycling. It's an art form. You don't make money. So right now I'm also writing screenplays, and this one will make money, I'm hoping. So I've got 2 screenplays in the works. And, I like to do something contemporary just to prove to my family that, hey, I can make some money. But also I really am stuck in the avant-garde. I like treating Super 8 and scratching and painting on film and bleaching and dyeing and getting different images and putting poetry to it and trying to express something in myself that I can't really express anywhere else. And if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But at least I'll go into the next film.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You are busy.
It takes a lot of work.
It takes a lot of work to do that, doesn't it?
Well, I'm a loner, and I felt like, after you get, after you, I am older, so after you're 40 or 50, you realize it's you gotta do the art if you're really an artist. You know, if you're a mother or you're a girlfriend or you're whatever you're doing. But if you're really the artist, if you can't do the work, then you're not an artist. Mm-hmm. So you have to do the work.
That's true.
That's right. You gotta.
And sometimes
do the
relationships
work.
Never work for artists because they put art first, just like musicians. It's I was hanging out with musicians, but the musicians always put music first.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa. Ow! Oh, motorcycles are going by. We're going to start having fun in the desert now.
Yes.
Because it's cooling off.
Fun in the desert.
Cool, it was 100 until, it's like 100 till 6 o'clock.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
You just have to just tolerate that, tolerate the heat and get used to it. And
it takes about a year to get used to the
it
heat.
It does. But it's only like 4 months you have this bad heat, which I can't take it. You know,
it's not too bad, 4 months.
You know what's cool
and then
about,
it gets really cool.
Then it's beautiful. The winter is like I said, nothing like the winter.
But you don't have to worry about these wildfires.
Well, it's not.
There's nothing to burn.
Yeah,
out here.
It's pretty dry out here.
Everything's burned up.
But you can still buy land out here. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
If you want to come on up and buy some land, you put your RV on it or build your little tiny home, this is all possible and this is what a lot of people are doing. So come on.
Come on. Jump on that.
We need more artists.
Yeah. I know Palm Springs, you know, it's Joshua Tree is nearby and all that. And then what's the one where the first UFO sighting happened?
Landers. That's a very strange, interesting, fun town. And then next to that is Pioneer Town, which is an old Western set where they used to do Westerns. So you can go there and go look at the set. And, you know, they got jewelry and stuff for sale. You can walk around. And then next to that is Harriet and Poppy's and Harriet's, which is a musician hangout restaurant. It's real popular, and everybody goes up there. And, you know, people are pretty private up here. It is hard to make friends, but, you know, they expect you to be just, what are you doing? Do your own thing.
Yeah.
Do the work,
and then you'll make better friends. Yeah, because all the success will be happening, and they'll be attracting you like flies.
Well, the fun part is the swap meet. It's on Saturday and Sunday. It's in Yucca Valley, and it starts real early. It's like at 7 a.m., and it's a bizarre, weird place. Mm-hmm. So you got to check it out if you come up. You can't miss the swap meet.
Hmm. Okay. Nice.
There are a lot of, you know, swap meets, like, swap meets in Pasadena as well. They have a swap meet location. Sometimes it's like at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, I bet that's good.
Yeah, and a lot of people go to these. There's one in LA, and it's sort of like the farmer's market on the street.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really can meet a lot of locals here at the swap meet. If you want to meet the locals, go early, and you can find all kinds of really cool things. If you're like an artist and you want to do some weird sculpture, well, you can go there and find it.
We went to Joshua Tree.
For, it was a...
Remind me what that was. It was an art gallery exhibit kind of thing.
Yes, it was, yeah. The Joshua Tree Annual Art Gallery.
How was that fun?
It was fun, and there was a guitarist there playing, right? He was actually contracted to play. No one was paying attention to him, and he was playing good music. He was playing, like, Kurt Cobain, songs by Audioslave.
Yeah, he was playing some good tunes.
No one was paying attention to him. Wow. Here comes the chameleon. And we did, like, a little video. It's up on the Strange Chameleon YouTube channel, Strange Chameleon Show.
Yeah, go to strangechameleonshow.com.
It's really fun.
YouTube.
And then that's when people started tuning in, and that's when they drew attention to themselves. Because, you know, Chameleon is crazy with his energy. He's just...
Oh, wow. So you redirected it and said,
redirect
dude,
it.
This guy's happening. And then they, like, got out of their stupor and said, oh, yeah. Because
people were just walking around, sipping their wine, looking at the art. And then afterwards, you step out.
And they were bored,
just talking. I heard one conversation be like, I don't know, what should I wear tomorrow? Should I wear... The polka dot or the leopard?
Yeah, that's
you know, just stupid conversations. And then I was just like, let me join in because I got my cajon. I can't leave home without it because you never know. And there you go. Perfect opportunity to play some music. I jump on it.
Wow. They made, people started throwing money at them.
Yeah,
they didn't
we made
even,
some money.
He didn't even care
I, we're not supposed to disclose that. That's personal.
Okay, wow, so you just joined in and started making it happen, huh?
Yeah, people were just like,
just digging it so much, they started just throwing cash at them.
Yeah.
It was.
And awesome. I gave it all to that guy.
And he refused. He said, "That was all you, man."
Oh, that's cool. That's
and
a cool
song. He wanted him to keep it.
You weren't supposed to mention that.
Oh,
you
I'm
were
so
supposed
sorry.
To tell them, yes, Patrick gave all the money to him.
That's fine. There's a lot of musicians up here.
Yeah. That's cool. We need to get into more of that. The music scene.
It is. It's a happening music scene.
You don't say. Tell us more about the desert life. How is it living out? It is hot. I mean, I walked outside. My eyebrows got crisped. They singed a little bit. I mean, yeah. I don't know if you can tell.
Nature's outrageous, okay? You got the coyotes. You got the roadrunners. You got the birds. 5,000 species down here in Morongo Basin. This is a beautiful little park area and hiking trail place. It's all about nature. And you eventually fall in love with it. You either get out after 2 years or you stay. You fall in love with it or you don't like it.
Yeah.
Hmm. But you like it.
I'm on my 2 year and I like it. It's good.
Now, I mean, all that is true. It's is there a decent amount of rent? Rent is not too bad over the further you be away from
Palm Springs,
Los Angeles.
Right.
The
You know what, you guys? I saw gas.
Goat sucking city of the county.
It's $3.29 over here. It's like $5 right now in L.A.
It is $5.37 or whatever they keep. Oh, you know, it's $5.37
Look,
in like certain parts of L.A. Yeah.
You know, if you want to live in your car, you can just stay in L.A. You know,
a car. So
come on up. Well, it's better to live in the desert. You can buy land. You can live in an RV. You can live in a cheap apartment. They're about $500, you know. And then you can work in Palm Springs. It's a beautiful, cute city. It's very nice and friendly people. It doesn't smell like L.A.
Yeah.
Okay? These are nice people.
It does not smell like downtown.
And there's no traffic, and everyone just walks around, and there's a lot of dispensaries if you're into that kind of thing. And, and a lot of growers, and they're like nerdy dudes who walk around and think they're big shots. So that's
showers,
all like funny.
Growers.
They're not
showing,
they're growers. And I follow them trying to get tips. Please help, help. My plant's not doing good. If you know at all what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what's happening up here too. But yeah, you can live in Morongo Valley, or you could live in Yucca Valley, or you can live in Joshua Tree, or you can live in Coachella Valley. It's all very different. So, you know, Palm Springs, you have to have a little money. Palm Desert, you got to have a little money. You come up. Morongo Valley is cheap. They drop off a lot of prisoners here. No, I'm just kidding. And then Yucca Valley, just don't get out of the car. It's a total Republican place. It's pro-Trump, and it's very scary. And then there's Joshua Tree, and those are like rich, snotty hippies. No, I'm kidding. No, these are like hippies that are totally cool, and they're very nice, and they have land, and they walk around with dirty pants and crummy shoes, and they're doing good. Okay, solar.
They got money in their pocket.
They got money in their pocket. But I'll tell you, up here, it's all about not spending a dime. Don't spend no money. And you just try not. And you don't have to spend money up here. You don't. It's not like L.A.
That's exactly where I'm going
to
live now.
I think that's what people need to hear.
And just transport to
L.A.
It's
so beautiful. The nature is so wonderful. It's mysterious. You know, you got to like yourself. You're stuck up here in the damn desert. You better like yourself. And if you don't, then go back to L.A.
Yeah. I hear a Bigfoot makes a couple appearances here during the cold times, right? When it gets a little chilly, he's out here.
Yeah, it can get cold and windy. It's dramatic. It's very for photographers. It's great. I mean, okay, it's not great for actors. There's a couple theater groups. I mean, I don't know what they do, but you know, it'd be nice to get a film production company going up here. But you know,
they do have
that costs money.
Festival, and it does very
That is an incredible festival.
Yeah.
It's an international festival, and I read every film that was in there, and it's a fantastic festival. They choose the best films from different countries. So, yeah, it's nice. You know, you got to, like, get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, you to each his own. And if, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm just looking.
And if a New Yorker can live in the desert, anybody can.
Oh, there you go.
That's right.
And you experience this is, like, something different. But I just find it fascinating. She was living in New York when the Twin Towers fell.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. And I did
I'm so sorry.
I knew a guy who died. He was a fireman. I was a dog walker in NoHo, and I walked by a fire station. This guy said, "Come on in." They called him Biscuit because I was walking a black pit bull, and he brought me in. And he goes, you want to see the fire station? I said, yeah. And then he showed me all over the fire station. He petted the dog. And I said, oh, this is so great. And he goes, yeah, I used to be a cop, but I'm a fireman now. I only got 20 years, and I'm going to retire. And he was really good looking. I'm like, whoa. Okay, I'm going to walk by here again. And so then he said, see you later. I said, okay, bye, because he just loved dogs. It wasn't about anything else but the pit bull. And so, but, yeah, when I checked the names who died, he was one of the guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Seems like a nice guy.
And it was tragic because he said that, like, I only got 20 more years and I'm going to retire. Yeah, well, he died.
Isn't it incredible, you know, with everything going on and there's, like, no money for these firefighters, these first responders that went to...
Yeah. Take care of them, risk their lives.
9/11, just going through the rubble.
Yeah.
Day and night. And there is no money. There's money for war, but there's no money for them. And
right.
They lied to them about the air quality because,
right.
And I quote, we couldn't let the terrorist win. Well, guess what? It sounds like they did win.
You're right.
The great thing about New York is everybody wants to be a hero, and there are a lot of heroes. But just seeing John Stewart's face, it's just like he is so emotional,
everything.
And everything is in that face.
Really?
Everything he said was true.
But his face is totally, like, so, like, emotional. Just check it out.
Yeah.
You're like, what the hell is happening to John Stewart? Why don't you do some politics or run for office?
I would vote for him.
That's right.
No, he calls
You know, this
out.
Is perfect. This is our ventilator segment.
Oh.
What's your ventilator?
What's your ventilator? Captivate your innovators.
That's not how the song goes.
The thing that bothers me the most is the racism. I'm sorry, but that bothers me the most.
Yeah.
Racism sucks.
It's just like how people are treated and how African Americans are treated and the Latinos, and it really bothers me.
Psych. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry it sounds so down, but I was just
can we
ever get out of this hole?
Right.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Hey, Chameleon, have you ever experienced racism?
Oh, all the time. You know, I am the subject of racism. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I get sometimes the Hispanics, you know, seem to call me the gringo, you know. I don't appreciate it. They call me cracker. White Target,
oh,
you know,
gosh.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, that's terrible.
White supremacist.
Whoa.
I don't do any of this.
Shame
I don't.
Shame on you.
I mean, I wear hoodies. Oh. I mean, I walk around late at night, you know, but that doesn't mean, you know, I'm just going out to the next bar or to the next location and it's raining. So I need to cover, you know.
I was 13 years old and I was at a Hallmark. And this was in Glendale Galleria. And the woman there, I was holding onto a card. You know, I'm not done shopping, obviously. You know, I'm going through them. And she's looking at me, and she's looking at me. And finally she asks, excuse me, did you pay for that? I said, no, not yet. I'm looking. I'm not done. And then she goes, oh, you know. And then... this black guy walks in, and she follows him towards the back, right? Because he's looking for cards somewhere towards the back of the store. And she goes over there and, you know, do you need anything? And she was just so, like, you know, in his face. And, like, can I help you with anything? What are you looking for? And, you know, so that made me feel like, okay, I think she is socially profiling people, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Now, tell us real quick, you, Eileen, you gave us some balm lip.
Yeah.
What is this? Now, this is great. This
I
smells
know.
Great.
These are my neighbors, and they invent all these different types of great holistic, organic lip care and cream. Like this one is, they have this one called Prevasil, Previsil, and it prevents lip cold sores right away. It has lysine in it, and it's fantastic. And then he has this other lip balm. It's vegan lemon herb lip balm. And
that's
then
the
he has...
That's the one that I'm trying
Isn't
right
that
now.
Good?
It is.
And then 12 herbal dry skin remedy. And then he also has this hand and foot cream that Mariella really loved. Right?
Yes. Yes,
the foot cream.
I loved it.
It helped her foot.
Phenomenal.
It does.
It helps my foot. No. You know what? There's this, I forgot what foot cream. It's on, I've seen the commercials. It's blue. It's round. And it's, I've seen the commercials where the store it is, you know.
Uh-huh.
The feet are all yucky looking.
Uh-huh.
And it's a great product, but it has so much junk in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels really sticky. Like, it doesn't absorb
mm-hmm.
well. That's the thing that I didn't like about it, but I was like, okay, I guess I'm stuck with this.
Yeah.
No, until I found you gave me this product that this company makes. It's fantastic. It's organic. It's all natural, and it does absorb.
And it healed your foot? Was your foot chapped? Was that the problem? Or
no, just, you know, like some dryness here
uh-huh.
and there. I mean, it wasn't as bad as, you know.
It has lavender in it. And
yeah.
And what's his name?
His name is John Fraser, and they sell all over. You'll see it. It's called Bon, and it's red with a little cross on top. It looks like, you know,
Bomb Lip.
Bomb Lip.
It's the bomb,
that's
baby.
Right.
If you want to talk to him directly or you want to, like, put it in your store, 855-856-3473. That's John Fraser. Or you can look them up. I don't think they have a website yet, though. They go all over the country and distribute.
Amazing. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing
Go
that.
Out there and buy some. This is great stuff.
This is a homemade, you know, these people make it and sell it. They don't go through big
and
business. He does all his research. He gets stuff from Japan and Mexico, all kinds of stuff. He makes these incredible creams that no one else is making and has no chemicals. Hello.
We have a prize for you. Thank you for contributing to the game. This is a lovely game.
Wow, this is fun.
Ventilator. Oh. Wait a minute. That's not supposed to be in there.
It's a
water bottle. That's not the prize. Let's see. What do we got here? What?
From our bag of BS. Beautiful selection.
What do we have? Oh! We have a whistle.
No.
Far out. We have a whistle
yeah.
for you.
I love it. I need a whistle.
And a shaker egg.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, excellent. Is this like I should like get involved with this music coming up or?
Yeah.
Oh,
whichever. Yeah, you can do or just do the salsa. Just, you know, shake around. It's a great stress reliever too.
Oh yeah, it is.
I love shakers.
And Coco's gonna love this.
Yeah.
Coco.
Coco is her bird. Her bird is a fascinating creature. Mimics me all the time.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the chameleon.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, Eileen, for being part of the
show.
Hey,
I'm glad you came up, and I hope more people come up.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining the Strange Chameleon Show.
We need cafes and coffee shops up here. Come on, people.
Yes.
Come on.
Remember. If you want Madonna to keep her clothes on, jam on!
Have a strange night, have strange dreams.
Jam session at the end. Jam session at the end of our interview on the Strange Chameleon Show.
Diamond.
Oh.
That's our time out.
That is our time.
Wow, that's perfect. You did that pretty good for off the cuff. You're really good. Like, you know, you could actually probably interview anybody in the whole world.